podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hello and welcome to Tancast Theater. This is different from our normal episode. It's not Tim, Andy, and Noah talking. It's a dramatic reading of a poem, play, or script. This week, to celebrate the holidays, we're going to have a reading of The Night Before Christmas. But we brought some special guests to help us out. So reading it will be Batman and Bane from the movie The Dark Knight Rises. And now, without further ado, Tancast Theater presents The Dark Knight Before Christmas.
Before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama, in her kerchief, and I, in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see
what was the matter.
Away to the window I flew like a flash,
threw open the shutters and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sled and a tiny reindeer?
With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick.
More rapid than bats, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called her by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
Where is Rudolph?
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too.
Then in a twinkling I heard on the roof, the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. Bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye, a twist of his head, soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, then filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk.
You're a jerk.
And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle.
But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. I would say we did do pretty good. Let's go get some eggnog.
I can't drink with this mask on.
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to Tancast Theater.
Remember, we're back on iTunes, so subscribe and write us a review.
You really need to take it down a notch.
You need to look at my dick.
Your father. father looked at my dick.
My father's dead!
That must be why he didn't move around a lot.
You son of a bitch!
Tamcast.
Oh, I know. I didn't talk about it. You're doing it like someone who lets their fire turn back on after they leave the house.
Oh, damn!
Oh, yes.
Crazy.
How were you not able to light it, though?
Okay, so here's what... So we have, like, wood, and we have kindling, and then we have starters. And the starters are, like, eggshell cartons, or egg cartons that have been cut up and filled with sawdust, and I think some sort of flammable material that's also sticky to keep it all stick together. So we put the starters in there, and then when they burn out and the fire doesn't start, like, you know, the fire kisses the kindling and the other wood, but then it doesn't actually go up. But apparently there were still some embers in there that lasted from 6 p.m. the previous night all the way through to the next morning till we left, I want to say around 8:30 we left the house. By the time we got back at 11, roaring fire. And if we'd gotten back 20 minutes later, we would have missed the part where the fire fell apart and part of it fell on towards the screen and could have, like, you know, fallen out of the fireplace.
Oh, my.
Which is why in another alternate reality, my house burned down.
Well, in an alternate reality, even if the house didn't burn down, maybe you had the flu closed.
Well, I mean, if you want to play that game, in an alternate reality, I'm Superman and I just spun the world backwards and fixed it.
Oh, well, yes.
Well, to the tune of the John Goddamn Williams score, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's right. That's the score. That's the score you score to.
Yeah, it's the score. 1-0, John Williams versus Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Even though one's a director, one's a composer, whatever.
Whatever. And Tim, in speaking of alternate realities, I was trying to do the arm way, way, way out selfie of me and Tigger to show that I'd wound up with a whole bench in coach all to myself.
Yeah, couldn't really tell. Like, you could have been sitting right next to the window for all I could tell from the depth perception of that shot.
Yeah, I realized that after the dude took a shot. But the guy on the other side of the aisle, who also was alone in his bench, like, he and I were like, yeah, just us loners.
Did you reach when across he saw the me, aisle?
When he saw me, yeah, way. We had to lean way into the aisle to get to each other.
Give each other a handy?
Yep. I guess we're alone in these seats. Yes. Oh. Yeah. So when he saw me like trying to like reach it way out, he's like, "Oh, hey, you want me to take that for you?" I was like, "Sure." So I did the straightforward look with Tigger sitting to the side, and he took the shot, and I sent it to you guys.
And he probably thought you were a stranger, strange for doing it.
Oh no, he saw me setting Tigger up, and he thought it was funny.
Strange. He's like, "I better laugh at this guy, and he might kill me."
Yep, probably. You have a stuffed Tigger doll. That's hilarious. Please don't murder my children.
Please don't hurt me. Please don't hurt me.
I haven't had any children yet. I guess I'm saying please don't murder my nuts.